I'm Yvette Benton of Jared and Yvette Ministries. I'm a Help Meet Suitable. I am a Help Meet Suitable, and I'm so thankful for Help Meet Time. I'm a Help Meet that is suitable. It's important to decree it. It's important to declare it. Write it. Say it. Speak it. Live it. Ooh, write it, say it, speak it, live it. I love that. Well, you saw the title. So tonight, strongholds, marriage strongholds specifically, they're coming down. When you're a helpmeet that's suitable, you understand that you have the authority to pull down marriage strongholds. What are the strongholds in your family? What are the strongholds hindering your marriage? What are the strongholds hindering you from being married? What are the strongholds that are stopping you from having the marriage that God has planned for you, the marriage that God has promised you? So I'm Yvette Benton. I'm a helpmeet that is suitable, and I have written this book, Help for the Helpmeet. You need help being a helpmeet? You need help understanding your role? You need help understanding your authority and power as a helpmeet? You need help with your marriage? You need Help for the Helpmeet book and workbook set. You can get it on our website. But I want to talk to you today. I want to stir you up a little bit because I want people to really realize how much power they really have. I mean, unfortunately, we have too many people that don't understand. I have authority. I have some power. Oh, yes. Helpmeet. You have authority and you have power. So 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, for the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. Now let's stop right there. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So if we're going to deal with warfare, we cannot add carnal behavior. Oh Lord, it's time to sip. If we're going to deal with the weapons of warfare, we cannot do carnal thinking. If we're going to use our weapons of warfare, we can't have carnal behavior. How many sips do we need? 2 Corinthians 10:4. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Part of the problem with us using our weapons is we try to use weapons of warfare in a carnal mindset. Weapons of warfare with carnal emotions. Weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. Ha! Let's think about that for a minute. Part of the reason our weapons are not as powerful as they need to be is because we're trying to use them while we're being, thinking, acting carnal. What is carnal? That's natural. We're trying to use spiritual weapons with natural emotions, spiritual weapons with a natural mindset, spiritual weapons with natural thinking. They don't work together because the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. They're not carnal. So if we're thinking things like, oh, God would never want me to do that. Oh, God would never ask me to do it. I don't have to listen to him because he's not listening to me. He's doing this. My husband is doing that. So therefore, I don't have to respect him because that's carnal. It's worldly. It does not belong with your spiritual mindset. So therefore, you're not activating your spiritual weapons. I want to help you because many people will wonder, why can I not see some progress in what I'm doing? Well, maybe we got to check ourselves. Am I thinking carnally? Am I thinking with my emotions like, oh, well, he hurt my feelings. Well, he embarrassed me. Ask me how I know about all of those feelings. I've had them myself. I totally understand. It is not that we don't have emotions. It's just that we cannot connect carnal emotions and call ourselves a warrior. Carnal emotions and call ourselves using our spiritual weapons. This is good to me. Now, I don't know if this is good to you, but it's good to me. They're not carnal. So therefore, we got to shift out of our mind. I'm going to help you today, help me. We got to shift out of our carnal thinking and tell our carnal mind and our carnal heart, you know what? You can feel, but you cannot stay there. You can hurt, but you don't need to stay there. You serve the God that heals. You serve the God that delivers. You serve the God of peace. So you handle your carnal business. Like, okay, right now, I'm carnal. I'm thinking carnal. Like, I want to hurt someone. Okay, I'm going to sip. Am I by myself? Because when I was upset, I was like, oh, wait till he gets here. I'm going to hurt him. This phone call I just had, oh, I'm going to hurt this. What I just saw online, I'm going to hurt. Oh, okay. And God is like, I'm going to sit over here and wait for you to stop being so carnal. Oh, Jesus, please sip. Sip for me if you're not sipping for you. Because, Lord Jesus, I was thinking carnally. Now, I can't then go right into prayer thinking I'm going to pull down a stronghold. No. That's not how it works. Get yourself together first, help me. Get your carnal self together. That means straighten it up. Get yourself away from the way the world thinks and into the way God thinks. I know the Bible has told you to forgive. You know the Bible has told you to forgive. We don't get to eliminate that because it's our husband. We don't get to eliminate that because, you know, we're upset. We don't get to eliminate that. And God said, forgive. Not only forgive once, forgive 70 times 7. That means just get it together. Because guess what? The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. If we want to pull down marriage strongholds, we got to be able to use our weapons of warfare. We got to tap in. We got to make sure we know the weapons. We got to make sure we know how to use the weapons. But we got to be in position. You know how they do when you're shooting? They'll always say ready, aim, then fire. You got to be in position. You got to get yourself together. Part of the reason a lot of spiritual weapons are not working is because we're trying to use spiritual weapons, but we got a carnal mindset. But the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. But what are they? The weapons of our warfare, they might not be carnal, but woo, they're mighty. They're mighty. So if you want to pull down your marriage stronghold, you got to get the mighty weapons. You got to get the weapons of warfare. You can't get the weapons of carnality. Oh, Lord, let me sip. You can't get the weapons of the carnal mind, the carnal mindset, the carnal emotions, and then come after the devil, and then come after the stronghold. Nope. Mm-mm. You got to take that carnal mindset, bring it to God. He wants it. He'll take it. He'll deliver you. You just have to ask. Get yourself out of the carnal mindset, and then say, now let me pick up my weapon of warfare, because I can pick up my weapons of warfare because they are mighty through God. How could we expect to use a weapon from God and be ungodly? It's time to sit up. You tell me, how are we going to use God's weapons with an ungodly mindset? I'll wait. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. How do you pull down your marriage strongholds? The stronghold of adultery, the strongholds of confusion, the strongholds of quarreling, the stronghold of separation, the strongholds of divorce, the strongholds of any kind of marriage hindering spirit. When you want to pull it down, we pull it down. We pull it down with a weapon of warfare. But we got to take ourselves out of our carnal mindset. We got to set aside the carnal mindset so we can use our spiritual weapons. You have spiritual weapons, help me. Oh, yes. You have worship. You have prayer. You have intercession. You have praise. You can bind. You can loose. And many of us, number one, you got to know your weapons. Number two, you got to activate your weapons. Number three, you know how to implement your weapons. But before you can use them, we got to get out of this carnal mindset. I do one-on-one coaching, and throughout the day, I hear things like, well, if I'm doing this, well, what is he going to do? Or I hear things like, I shouldn't have to, or why do I have to, or how long do I have to? That's carnal. It might make sense to us in the natural. Guess what? That's why it makes sense. In the natural. It only makes sense in the natural. Because as soon as you pick up your word, or as soon as you tap into God, he's going to say, now daughter, be still. Now daughter, forgive. Now daughter, I want you to go apologize. Now daughter, I want you to wait. Now daughter, let me handle that. Now daughter, you don't go into vengeance. That's for me. He's going to speak to you from his word. Then when you do what he says do, now you can pick up the weapon. Now you can say, I'm going to pull down this stronghold. Now you can say, I'm going to bust the devil in his mouth. Because God already gave me authority and power to tread on serpents. But why can't we, you know, activate those weapons? Because we're at the carnal mindset. So today, make a decision. When I jump into the carnal mindset, we're all human. It happens. When something is hurting our feelings, when something is embarrassing us, when something is bothering us, when we're in pain, we take that pain to God and we relinquish it. We let it go and we submit ourselves to God. Not just submitting ourselves to our husbands. We're doing that too, but first submit yourself to God. First submit yourself to the word of God. Then you can submit yourself to your husband. But then you have the authority and power to pull down those strongholds. So adultery, you got to come down, because I've got weapons of warfare. And I'm not acting carnal, because my weapons are not carnal. When I step into the spirit realm and I forgive, step into the spirit realm and I love unconditionally, I step into the spirit realm and I let God fight my battles. Well, now I know when I can intercede. Now I know when I can pray. Now I know how to use my weapons of warfare, because they're not carnal, but what they are is mighty. Ooh. Who's glad that their weapons are mighty? Oh. You got to get excited about the fact that God gave you some weapons to use because they're mighty. God gave you some weapons to use because he knew you would need them. He knew the devil was going to act up. But he's already taken care of that and given you authority. He gave you authority to tread on those serpents. He gave you authority as a helpmeet. Use your heel to bruise the head of Satan. You don't have to allow the enemy to come into your household. You tell the enemy, oh, I'm pulling down that marriage stronghold. It might have been a stronghold for generation after generation. Divorce might have been a stronghold in your family. Pull it down. Separation might have been a stronghold in your family until it met you. Quarreling could be a stronghold in your family until you use your authority and your power. Come on. I want you to use those weapons. I don't want you just to know about them. I don't want you just to memorize them. I don't want you just to speak about it. A lot of people will go to services and they'll hear someone say, for the weapons of our warfare, and then they'll finish it, are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. Don't just get bold when you're talking. Get bold in your emotions. Get bold when you pray. Get bold when you praise. Get bold and pull down those strongholds. Too many marriages are being hindered because helpmeets won't pull down the strongholds. You have the authority. You have the power. Pull them down. Pull them down. Don't stare at them. Don't wallow in them. Don't complain about them. Pull them down. If, let's just say, I'm going to challenge you. If you pull down a stronghold, as much as you complain about a stronghold, sparkling juice. I'm going to give y'all a minute to sip. If we could just pull down the stronghold as much as we spend time complaining about a stronghold, whining about a stronghold, complaining and whining and fussing and fighting about a stronghold, if we just pull down the stronghold, that's what God expects us to do. That's what God's word wants us to do. That's why the weapons of our warfare are mighty. They're not mighty until you pull them down. They're not mighty until you step out of being carnal. They're not mighty until you stop complaining and whining, because that's not what it's the weapons of your warfare. They're not about to be carnal. Whining, complaining, fussing, fighting, carnal. Praise, worship, intercession, binding, loosing, mighty. And I'm declaring right now in the name of Jesus, you are a mighty warrior. You are a mighty helpmeet. And you're going to pull down those marriage strongholds. They might have hindered you in the past, but they're not going to hinder you anymore. They might have hindered your mother, your grandmother, your grandfather, and everybody else in your family, but they're no longer going to hinder you. Pull down your strongholds, help me. Decree and declare, I'm pulling down the marriage strongholds. Pull them down and don't let them back up. Stomp them out with your heel. Make sure you know you're aggressive in the spirit. You don't have to be aggressive towards your spouse. You be aggressive in the spirit realm. And you tell the devil to get behind you, because I know who I am. You had me last week and I got a little carnal. Okay, I might fall down, but I get back up. Every helpmeet falls down, but we get back up. So I want you to get back up. I want you to check your carnality. I want you to check your mindset so you can pull down every stronghold and high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You have knowledge of God. You know the word. Pull down the stronghold. Anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, you know what the word says. You know what God told you. If it comes against that, pull it down. If it's anything negative, pull it down. If it's contrary to the word of God, pull it down. That's what the Bible says. So tonight I want you to check yourself. Are you pulling down as much as you're complaining? Are you pulling down as much as you're whining? Are you pulling down as much as you're acting like a victim? Those things are carnal. And God's weapons of his warfare, they're mighty. So you are mighty, because God says you're mighty. You are mighty, because God says you're mighty. Let me say that again. You are mighty, because God says you're mighty. That means separate yourself from carnal thinking and pull it down. That's what I want you to do. I want you to, that's your homework. Yep. You all know I'm a retired educator. I can't help but give homework. That's your homework. Check it. Am I pulling down as much as I'm complaining? Am I pulling down as much as I'm arguing? Am I pulling down as much as I'm complaining? Am I pulling them down? Because that's what's going to help. That's what's going to make some things change. That's what's going to get the enemy out of your household. That's what's going to get the enemy out of your marriage. That's what's going to free you and your family. And your legacy. Pull it down. You're mighty. You're mighty. So pull it down. Pull it down. Every marriage breaking spirit, I command you to come down now in the name of Jesus. Every marriage breaking spirit of divorce, every marriage breaking spirit of quarreling, every marriage breaking spirit of fighting and arguing, every marriage breaking spirit of lack of intimacy, every marriage breaking spirit that's rooted in lust of perversion, I pull you down in the name of Jesus, because the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they are mighty. And when we use our mighty weapons, we are dangerous to Satan's kingdom. We are dangerous. We are warriors. We are helpmeets that are suitable. Yeah, that's good. We are helpmeets. How can you be suitable without your suit? You better get your war suit on and pull down those strongholds. Well, thank you so much. I love it when you all come in and spend some helpmeet time with me. We have to remind ourselves, we all need help. We all need reminding. If you are a helpmeet that is suitable and you're not studying and you're not writing in your journal or getting your book and your workbook, coming together, sitting down, looking at the promises of God, reading your word, reminding yourself of what God said, it's too hard to do this without reminding yourself, studying to show yourself approved. You got to do it. You got to study it. That's why I do the sips and tips. So you realize, I know it's difficult. I know it's hard. Most of you have read the book and you basically was like, wait a minute. And I said the same thing. But God said, you can do all things through me. You can do all things through my son, Jesus Christ. You can do this. And I'm going to be right here to help you. I'm going to be right here to support you. I'm going to be right here with these weapons. You can do this. Don't stop. That's what the devil wants. He knows you have the authority to pull him down. He knows you have it. Do you know you have it? Get that authority and use it. Because I want to see those marriage-breaking spirits, those marriage strongholds coming down and staying down. All right. I'm excited for you all. I'm excited for you taking authority over the enemy. I'm excited when all spirits that are outside of God's will are pulled down and pulled down for good. You are not carnal. You are mighty. Your weapons are not carnal. Your weapons are mighty. We got this. We got this. I want you to do a prophetic act and pull. Pull those marriage strongholds down for good. All right. Just that prophetic act makes me want to sip my sparkling blush. Well, I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. Thank you so much for joining me.